Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, our halacha topic from the beginning of Perek Kol Kisvei Daf Kuf Tezvav is a summary of some basic points in Gniza for Sifrei Kodesh. This emerges from our Mishnah on Kuf Tezvav that said that all Svarim require Gniza, and from the Gemara it's clear that it applies to Svarim that were written appropriately both in Lashon Kodesh as well as in other languages, and therefore in English as well. This is codified by the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Kisvei HaKodesh Kulon. All Kisvei Kodesh, now Kisvei Kodesh might refer only to the books of the Tanakh, however, Uperushen Ubeurein, that would apply to all Svarim that are part of the canon of Torah. Also, the sarfam ola abdom biyad, it's prohibited to burn them or destroy them. And then the Rambam in Hilchos Sefer Torah tells us what to do in terms of Geniza. In Perek Yud Halacha Gimel, and this is codified in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, Simin Kof Kuf Nun Dalet, Sif Gimel, Sif Hei, Sefer Torah Shebala, Sefer Torah that has fallen out of use, Meinichin Osa B'Kli Cheres, it's placed in a jar of pottery, it seems to be put in a box that will really, really last, V'Gonzin Osa B'Kever Talmud Chacham, and the Sefer Torah also should be put in a kever of a Talmud Chacham. Now the Kafa Chaim makes an interesting ha'ara. He's medayek that even though the Rambam is clear in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah that the requirement is to have Gniza, it's prohibited to be noeg bebizayon all Sifrei Kodesh. However, in disagreement with the Shaul Sechuvas Be'er Sheva and Simen Mem Gimel, he says, and this would make life a lot significantly easier for those who are involved with gathering shemos together and burying them, that the requirement to put into a earthenware utensil is only for a Sefer Torah and not for other Svarim. And he says, the Kav HaChaim's Lashon is, Al Yikavram B'Soch Sakim Otevos, and there isn't a requirement of a clay cheres. It should be important to note that even though we do not follow this opinion of the Prima Gadim, however, the Prima Gadim in Eishel Avram, Sifkot and Tes, says, quoting the Magen Avram, in Sifkot and Tes, of course, that the Magen Avram Kamet Sefer Torah Shebala V'hu Adin Svarim, that the same applies to Svarim as well, and they would be in the category of Lo Sasun Kein Lashem Elokeichem, that one is not allowed to treat Bibizayon, Tashmishe Kedusha, more precisely, Sifrei Kedusha, like we treat Avodah Zarah, and the Magen Avram puts the two together. In fact, the Pashtus of the Magen Avram is that the Sefer Torah and Sifrei Kodesh should be treated the same way. However, the Prima Gadim claims that in his area, the Prima Gadim spent a lot of time in Germany, Lo Reisi Nagim came. He says, I did not see that they were makbid for Geniza on General Sfarim. V'ulai nevim uksum k'shem k'suvim ba'or v'dyo ubeglila. However, he says, presumably that would apply to nevim and k'suvim that are written on parchment. However, the simple reading of the Prima Gadim is that the Prima Gadim did not feel that one has to be makbid for Geniza on Sfarim. However, clearly, all poskim today, I'm not aware of anyone that uses the Prima Gadim Halacha L'maisa, says that one needs to take what we call Shemus and give it the appropriate Geniza. We did see a leniency in the Kaf HaChaim that it doesn't have the same stringency. Maybe we could point out one Ha'ara, and that is that the Rambam that we read in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah said that what requires Geniza are the Sfarim, Kisvei Kodesh, Perushein, Ubeurein. It could be that one could argue, even though most poskim do not say this, that if it's a sefer that's not at all devoted to Beurein, Uperushein, especially because we have the Prima Gadim that was entirely lenient, then maybe a person who has a suffek, does he have to go through all of his writings to make sure that there wasn't any pasuk or any divrei Torah, maybe even within the Rambam, it's not mashma that there is a chiyuv. It is also possible, and on this I am mesupak, that the Prima Gadim was not at all talking about Geniza, but was only talking about putting Svarim into the Kli Cheres, but would agree that there is a requirement, a full-fledged requirement of Geniza for all Svarim as well. This seems to be how the Mishnah Brura understands the position of the Prima Gadim in both Sifkatan Chav Beis and Sifkatan Chav Dalid. However, from the words of the Prima Gadim and the Magen Avraham, it seems to be the Prima Gadim is even more lenient than the Minhag HaOlam today. Finally, there was a big discussion once upon a time, but it was basically shut down by all the poskim, of whether printed Svarim have the same din as the Prima Gadim raised, whether printed Svarim have the same din as those that are written by hand, and the Taz in Yoredei and Reish Ayin Aleph Sifkat and Ches, as well as the Chavis Yor and Simen Kuf Pei Dalid, at the end of the day, all come out L'chumra, that it does not make a difference. In fact, the Chavis Yor gives a shout out to the great man Gutenberg, the one who first started the printing press. This is along the lines of another shout out that Gutenberg gets, and that's in the Sefer Tveris Yisrael, where he claims in his Pirush HaMishnayis in Avos, if I'm not mistaken, where he says that Gentiles also have an neshama. He mentions, would you say a great man like Gutenberg, who introduced the printing press, does not have an neshama? Someone who thought of such a brilliant invention. Nachzor l'inyoneinu, they discuss Gutenberg and the printing press, and almost unanimously, the poskim come out that it does not make a difference whether it was written by hand or it was done by print. Both require Geniza. It is interesting to note, in cases of Shas HaDchak, which I have decided not to delineate, the Kaf HaChayim in Kufna Nun Dalid, Si'if Katan Lamed Zayin, brings down old Shailos Uchuvas that go back to the early days of Prague, where at times the Rabbonim found it extremely difficult to be able to arrange for Geniza, certain instances of certain leniencies in Geniza, but because they're few and far between, and the provisions are very detailed, and they all seem to be Shas HaDchak type of Shailas, one should know of these Marim Mekomos. The Kaf HaChaim gives us many old Shailas Uchuvas, the Shailas Uchuvas Knesset Yecheskel, we mentioned the Chavis Yor, and others, where there are some important kulas, but because they're only Shas HaDchak situations, we leave it as a Marim Mekom in the Kaf HaChaim and Simen Kuf Nun Dalid Sif Lamed Zayin. The one practical difference that we come away with, as the Kaf HaChaim himself also mentioned, was the requirement that a Sefer Torah be put into a potted cheres, potted earthenware. Svarim do not have to be buried in such a manner. They could be buried in bags or in boxes. This Bezer Hashem concludes a basic summary of the halachos of Geniza.